It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry's a 31-year veteran with Keller Williams located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
31 years.
31 years.
Hooray for Yay. You. Congratulations.
Still here.
So, you know, in my simple mind, there are two kinds of homes that you can buy. You can buy new construction or you can buy a used home.
New or used.
New or used, right?
Yeah.
And each has its benefits and each has its drawbacks. Let's talk about purchasing brand new construction.
Okay, great.
Well, one of the reasons people would do that is they know that they're not buying into someone else's problems.
Right.
Or shoddy repairs or cheap replacements.
They can make it their way, right?
And you can see everything from scratch.
They like the shiny object.
Oh,
new,
it's
that
nice.
Shiny white object.
Does a new house smell like a car? So anyways, but purchasing a new construction house or whatever you're buying can be more complicated at times.
It can be more complicated. And one of the things you also have to realize, a lot of the builders, they're not building inventory houses to let them sit there. Like I just did a new construction deal and it's not going to close till like next year. You know, if you're interested in new construction, be it you have a house built, or you're going through, you know, a big developer, a lot of times you're going to be waiting. So know if you're thinking that,
yeah,
this is could be a year, year and a half out.
It reminds me of my older clients used to say to me, they don't even buy green bananas. I can't even imagine buying a place and it's going to be done, you know, like 12 months.
Yeah,
from
you
now,
forget so about it.
You forget about
it's
it.
It's like, oh, wait a minute. I think I have a house coming here sometime soon.
Exactly right. And you know that neighborhood that they're just putting up across the street, that looks so much better.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so that's not what we're here to talk about. So number one of the issues is that you're likely, everybody listening to me, you are more than likely to pay more than the advertised price.
Oh, no question. So the, you know, the billboard will say starting at $499.
Yeah.
Okay. So you walk in, it's like, well, where's that $499 house? It doesn't exist. It may on paper start there. It's like, oh, you want a lot with it? You want the house to sit on a piece of property? Well, let me show you what's available. Well, for $50,000, you can have this.
That's the house that backs up to the turnpike.
Well, no, well, they don't even, there's an upgrade because, you know, there's no backyard neighbors. For that
lot. Oh, I never knew that. I hope you're not right about that. No,
I'm exaggerating a little bit, but recognize that those numbers there, there's a
they're
lot
starting,
more to
it. Right? Well, I mean, you always hear about these nightmares about, you see the tile that comes with it, and then you see the upgraded tile, and you go, oh.
Just a little bit more.
I have to have that. Right. I'm going to be in here for 20 years.
Oh, and don't think those model homes are all standard.
Oh, that's for sure.
They're trying to sell you.
Oh, okay.
And not all cases. I mean, there are builders that do display some of their standard features, but, you know, it's a little tongue-in-cheek. But just realize that, especially some of these really nice models, they're all Mac-daddied out.
They are. So the idea here is when you go in to buy one of these things, make sure that you have a cushion of extra money to spend because you're going to be spending it.
Right.
Okay.
They like to, the builders like to tell you, well, we just want to show you what options there could be.
Yeah. I know. It's the anchoring sale. I talk about that with you guys, real estate agents, a lot. You know, I want to buy a $450,000 house. Okay, well, let me show you the $700,000 house first. You know?
Then we'll work our way down.
We'll work our way down. Well, I can't go back. I love that $700,000. All right. So also, you know, the builder is going to recommend or not pressure you, but entice you to use their lender.
Sure.
Well, how does that work?
So, you know, basically what the lender, and it's good for the lender if you're using his lender in that he knows what's going on with your finances. It's not going out to a third party. And as a matter of fact, he's willing to pay you an incentive to use their lender. So the key thing to this is knowing that you're not required. And the lenders that they use, there's nothing wrong with them. They're not charging you a higher rate or anything like that. It's truly the builder's desire to stay in control of what's going on with the process. Because, again, he took out the construction loan.
Yes.
He's now building this house.
On
He's
spec.
On your spec.
Yeah.
Even though it's, you know, not complete spec. But,
that's right.
You know, so there's risk on his part, and he's just trying to minimize his exposure and risk.
Okay. What about using a real estate agent?
Oh, you should absolutely use a real estate agent. What you have to understand with these new construction, I'll give you an example. A builder's building 100 homes. he factors that, say, I don't know, I'm going to make up the numbers, 85% of the consumers are going to come in with their real estate agent. So when he calculates his cost, he's calculating paying, you know, all 100 homes based on a realtor coming in. So if you're one of those that go in without a realtor, you're not saving the commission.
He's making the commission.
Making
so
he
may suggest, you know, you really don't need an agent here. Let's say you don't have one.
Right.
Because it's more money in his pocket. If he's going to be paying 20 grand to an agent, he'd rather keep the 20 grand without having to pay
sure.
it. But either way, it's built into the price.
It's built into the price. You're not saving any money. But why wouldn't you want somebody to be on your side as an advocate?
I was going to ask that. So tell me, what is the value of having an agent on new construction?
Well, I'll tell you, the agent on new construction, A, will know a lot about the different builders, because they, especially if they're experienced, they've been in town for a long time. They know their reputation and can bring you through the pitfalls. When it comes to like the contract, there's not much that you can do with the builder's contract.
Right.
He's not going to alter it. You can even send it to an attorney. Good luck. They're not going to make any changes. But the realtor is there on your side. Actually, I think one of the best benefits that we bring to the table is help you not make stupid decisions. And when I say that, I just had a buyer at a new construction place, and we're looking at the different lots. Well, you know, she's in love with the $150,000 lot, and I just brought it to her attention. I said, you know, when it comes to resale, you're not going to get back $150,000. You're paying for that now. You'll get a premium when you go to sell your house, but it's not going to be $150,000.
Yeah.
So there's things that a realtor can just ground you a little bit and help you make wise decisions.
Right. But also, you have a full view of the lay of the land.
Right.
So this community over that community, based on maybe you want to be near the turnpike because you work down in Miami or something like that.
Exactly.
You kind of have the big picture. So a realtor can bring
and
that.
And they can help steer you. You know, sometimes you didn't even know that you want a new construction, but they start to feel like, you know what, maybe new construction is good for you because you've been looking at all these resales.
Yeah.
Where we have a hard time as agents is when a consumer goes and looks at these new construction places, and then I take them to go look at used homes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they're just like flabbergasted.
It's the anchoring again.
Yep.
Okay. My guest, as always, is Terry Story, a 31-year veteran with Keller Williams, located in Boca Raton, Florida, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.